ジャパニーズポッド101.com、
うん、maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here, Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 17. What are you going to bring? Thank you for joining us for this lesson. I'm Peter, and I'm joined here by...
Naomi desu. So, what are we looking at in this lesson?
Now, in the previous lesson, Raizo, Yukio, and Miu went upstairs to see some fireworks. But when they went upstairs, Raizo, the father, suddenly remembered that it wouldn't be such a good idea to go see the fireworks on the balcony. Naomi-sensei, why was that?
Because he thought Haruya was still there.
And Haruya is the boyfriend he locked out.
そうです。
So, what's going on in this lesson, Naomi-sensei?
So, we'll find out where Haruya is.
Okay. Now, the focus of this lesson is?
連れてくる and 持ってくる。
So, to bring someone and to bring something.
This conversation takes place at 天童さんのうち。
Of course, the 天童's residence. And the conversation is mainly between?
Miu and her father. So...Since they're daughter and father, you'll hear casual Japanese.
Now, we recommend that you, Naomi-sensei,
comment.
Comment.
And comment.
And then comment some more. It's easy, and asking questions really helps improve your Japanese. So stop by and leave us a comment.
では、会話を聞いてください。ハルヤ、あれ？いない。
じゃあベランダで花火を見ましょう。ミュ、台所から飲み物とおつまみを持ってきて。
はい。
それから灰皿を持ってきて。あ、あとお母さんも連れてきて。
はい。ママ、ママ、私ハルヤを探してくるね。え？キャー！ママ！あ、ハルヤ！
ミユ、警察と救急車を呼んで、強盗だ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ハルヤ、あれ？いない。
ほ、じゃあ。ベランダで花火を見ましょう。みゆ、台所から飲み物とおつまみを持ってきて。
はい。
それから灰皿を持ってきて。あ、あと母さんも連れてきて。
はーい。ママ、私、ハルヤを探してくるね。え？キャー。ママ、あ、ハルヤ。
ミユ、警察と救急車を呼んで、強盗だ。
今度は英語が入ります。
ハルヤ、あれ？いない。
ハルヤ、huh? There's no one here.
じゃあベランダで花火を見ましょう。
Well then, let's watch from the veranda.
Miu, 台所から飲み物とおつまみを持ってきて。
Miu, bring some drinks and snacks from the kitchen.
はい。
Okay.
それから灰皿を持ってきて。あと、母さんも連れてきて。
Also, bring an ashtray and bring your mother.
はーい。
Okie dokie.
ママ、ママ、私、ハルヤを探してくるね。
Mom, Mom, I'm gonna look for Haruya, okay?
え？キャー！ママ、あ、ハルヤ！
あ、Mom, あ、ハルヤ。
ミュ、警察と救急車を呼んで、強盗だ。
ミュ、call the police and an ambulance. There's been a robbery.
What? There's been a robbery?
そうです。強盗ですね。
よくわかんないです。I don't really know what's going on here. What kind of robbery?
I don't know.
All right, let's take a look at an interesting word in there. And that word is, Naomi-sensei?
おつまみ。
Which is a snack. And I know this because this is one of my favorite words in Japanese.
だってね、you're always eating おつまみ in the office.
It's just so good. But what's interesting, before we talk about that, let's look at where this word comes from.
It's from a verb, つまむ.
To pinch. So its noun form is?
つまみ.
So the mu becomes mi. And then in front is the honorific prefix?
お.
So, おつまみ.
そうです.
And this means a snack.
So what's your favorite おつまみ? Pringles?
You're going to laugh. 絶対笑います.
何?
You're going to really laugh.
何?
My favorite おつまみ is 柿の種。
おばあちゃんみたいだな。
I knew you were going to say that. Yes, it's an old person snack.
My grandma used to love those kind of thing.
It's little pieces of senbei.
Yeah, rice crackers.
And it's a little spicy. And it also has peanuts.
そうね。It's good though. Yeah,
it's really good. Naomi-sensei wa?
枝豆。
Ah, soybeans.
So, boiled green soybeans.
That's really, really good.
おいしいですね。日本に来たら、when you visit Japan, please try those.
枝豆。
And 柿の種。
On to the vocab.
おつまみ。
Snacks.
おつまみ。おつまみ。
Next.
探す。
To search, to look for.
探す。探す。
Next.
警察。
Police.
警察。警察
Next.
救急車
Ambulance.
救急車
Next.
強盗
Robbery.
強盗 We have two essential words to survive in Japan.
We're going to go over some literal survival that you would need in tough situations, but I don't think you're going to need them.
We hope.
Yes, we hope. Good point. Naomi-sensei, first word.
警察
Police.
And 救急車
Ambulance. Now, the emergency number is?
For 警察 110.
110.
For 救急車 119.
119. The opposite of 911, what we use in America.
あ、そうですね。And 119 is also for...消防車
Fire department or a fire truck. Now, Naomi-sensei, do they speak English?
I don't know. I think they do. Not sure. But don't worry, we are going to cover how to make an emergency call in the next lesson.
Giving more and more hints away. Now, what's interesting though, I think much like in the US, if you call the police from a landline, they're going to dispatch somebody.
そうですね。
I remember one time, I accidentally dialed.911.
Accidentally?
Yes, because 411 is information.
Okay.
In the US. And okay, they're not that close, but.
Accident.
On the keypad. But anyway. So I hung up.
Yeah.
But the police officer came anyway. So if you're calling from a landline, I don't even think you need to speak English.
そうなんだ。
とにかく。Anyway, in the next lesson, we're going to cover this. Now, what's the next word?
呼ぶ.
To call out, to call, to invite. It's a class one verb, so the te form is.
呼んで。
Now, in lesson 6, we introduced 呼ぶ as a verb to invite. However, it also means to call.
警察を呼びます。
I'm going to call the police.
And if you're going to ask somebody to call the police, 警察を呼んでください。
Please call the police. So now at least you can ask somebody to call for you.
そうですね。
Okay, let's have a look at today's grammar point. Naomi-sensei, in the previous lesson we looked at...
Combining two sentences.
Now, in this lesson, we're focusing on the te form of a verb plus
来る
to come.
例えば、for example, 持ってくる
This literally means hold something and come, and it corresponds to the English to bring. In the last lesson, we looked at using the te form as a conjunction, using it as and. In this lesson, the second verb, the te form isn't a conjunction, but here the second verb is used as an auxiliary verb, meaning it basically helps.The first verb. So rather than 持ってくる being hold and come, It's simultaneously holding it and coming to bring. How about another example?
連れてくる.
And it's used to bring a person or an animal, so something living, and it's translated as to bring someone or something along.
In today's dialogue, we had 灰皿を持ってきて.
Bring an ashtray.
And we also have 母さんを連れてきて.
Bring your mother. These two are kind of special cases, where the te form is not and, but these two verbs used together. The second verb is auxiliary, so 持ってくる, to bring. 連れてくる, to bring somebody or some living thing. So can we have the examples one more time?
灰皿を持ってきて.
Now, here, as it's an informal conversation, there's something dropped.
ください is dropped.
So in a polite situation, it would be
灰皿を持ってきてください.
Since it's the father and the daughter talking, basically, it's informal, so the kudasai is dropped. And you can also see in the next example.
母さんを連れてきて.
Again, the kudasai is dropped. It's implied.
ください. So that'll be, お母さんを連れてきてください, is the polite sentence.
Now, Naomi-sensei, that just about does it for today.
Mm.
But don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com and pick up the lesson notes.
It has a conversation transcript.
Vocabulary, sample sentences, a grammar explanation.
And cultural insight session.
So, seeing the Japanese really helps you remember faster.
Please have a look for yourself.
And tell us what you think.
Ne.
That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
ハルヤ。あれ?いない。
じゃあベランダで花火を見ましょう。ミュウ、台所から飲み物とおつまみを持ってきて。
はい。
それから灰皿を持ってきて。あ、あとお母さんも連れてきて。
はい。ママ。ママ。私、春屋を探してくるね。え?
ミユ、警察と救急車を呼んで、強盗だ。